Right, I'm joined here by the Chief Marshal for this weekend, Brendan Roach. Brendan, fantastic event so far. Everything going well?
Absolutely, Diarmaid. First of all, I'd just like to thank all the volunteers who've made their time available to myself and the resort here to help run this fantastic event. Thankfully, as you can see, the weather's been kind. The course has been absolutely fantastic. Nothing but compliments. We know all about it, being members here. Crispina has done a fantastic job since taking up his role as superintendent a number of years ago, and it really, really is proof to the great work he has done and the condition of the course it's in. Thankfully, as I said, the weather's been kind and it's been all positive so far.
Yeah, well, I mean, these events, they're only successful, Brendan, when you've got a good team of volunteers working behind the scenes, and I'm sure, I mean, there's been probably weeks and weeks of preparation going into this.
Absolutely, Diarmaid. My poor wife hasn't seen much of me for the last fortnight. I've been on the phone, answering text messages, answering emails. But again, it's brilliant, the support we've got from not just our own members, but adjoining clubs, with people here from Port Salon, Dunfanaghy and Letterkenny Golf Clubs giving us a hand. So it really has been fantastic. And again, without their support, it would not happen.
Yeah, and it's great for them as well, isn't it? Because there are scorekeepers going out along with the players. Some people are down here caddying, other people, you know, helping out with a bit of stewarding. It's fantastic for them to be involved, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. There's a number of roles. Some people are on the course. We have a couple of people, as you can see behind us here on the 18th leaderboard. We have a number of people on the course spotting. It's just there's various roles, and again, without people and without feet on the ground, it would not be possible to run the event.
Yeah, and as you said, the weather's good, Brendan. The course is in good nick. The views are spectacular. I mean, it's just all positive for Rosapenna.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, like we're aware of the beautiful surroundings we have and the fantastic golf course we have. We're privileged, and I suppose playing it week in, week out, you get used to it. But I suppose when a visitor comes here or some of the pros come here, they really have been blown over by the beauty and the condition of the place.
And away from this weekend, Brendan, I mean, aside from playing golf yourself, you're secretary of the club down here, which is a busy role in itself, but whenever the club can host an event of this magnitude, Brendan, it must be very proud for everybody.
Absolutely. Like Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, like there was a real buzz of excitement around the place when the tents went up and the picket fence went around the putting green. There really was just a sign that there was a big event taking place, and hopefully this is just the start of bigger things to come.
All right, Chris Breen, speaking to some of the professionals coming off the course earlier on, each and every one of them were so complimentary of the course here at Rosapenna. That's something that must be, you know, make you so happy.
Yeah, some of the feedback's been great. We're really proud of what we've been able to put on show here. The lads have worked really hard, to be fair to them, the whole team here. They've been in from 5 o'clock in the morning till 9 and back in at 5 in the evenings. So they deserve everything that's coming their way, to be fair.
Yeah, great credit. And I mean, it's not just this weekend that these guys have been working, Chris. You and your team, I'm sure weeks of preparation goes into an event like this.
Yeah, they've been working really hard for the last number of weeks, but it all started last winter when Paul came, made a few subtle changes, told us the tees he was going to use, and we took out all the old stone paths we had, artificial paths, just to give it a more natural feel, and it's really showcased.
Yeah, and it's the members then that'll benefit from that when you have improvements like it. And as you say, those little subtle changes, they're not something you think about, but they make all the difference.
Yeah, they make a huge difference visually. It's the same there with the new course that's been built here at St. Patrick's. It's trying to make everything as natural as possible and leave it blend in and have as little artificial surface as we can.
Yeah. Well, tell me, I mean, the last time you and I spoke together and we were doing an interview, you were probably just after finishing 90 minutes with Finn Harps. You actually were still playing football, Chris, when you actually changed careers a wee bit and started studying up on this part of your career.
Yeah, I was still playing with Limerick at the time, and I didn't really know what to do with myself, to be honest. And I had the football was coming to an end, and I went to Cork to college for 2 years and done it. But I'd done it to go into actual working on football pitches.
Yeah.
And I went to England and worked at Reading Football Club for a while and looking after the stadium pitch.
And what was it you actually studied then?
Turf grass maintenance.
Yes.
Which is great. You know, it's a great career being outside all the time. Maybe not in winter at times, but going over to England was great, going to the football. But once I went to the golf for a while, it's much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Far more variety. And not as monotonous.
Yeah, and of course you play golf as well, which also helps.
Yeah, it helps. Since back when I done the course, 2010, I think it was, my handicap's come down from 18 to 3 now, so
right.
I think working on it's really helping.
Right.
And finishing work at 2 o'clock, you've plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, I mean, it's not all fun and games, really. It's a tough job, Chris, and as you said earlier, and even, you know, before we did this interview, you had to go away, make contact with some members of your team to get them back out on the course because play has finished, but there's work to be done.
Yeah, people don't see that side of it. People just think it's cutting grass, but there's a lot more to it. I say the boys here, they do long, long hours from 5 to 9 and 5 to 9.
Yeah.
Like, people don't see that side of it. Like, the boys, we've 3 lads here from Balbuffet travelling from 3 o'clock in the morning to be here.
Yeah. Because
yeah. They're here before 4 and that. But when they see this here, the finished product,
yeah,
it's all worthwhile.
Yeah.
And the boys have really enjoyed it, to be fair.
Yeah. And those that play the game up here, Chris, they're absolutely blessed with the choice of courses that they can play on, some really challenging courses as well. I mean, Rosapenna now, I mean, for a long, long number of years, it's right up there with the best in the country. But being able to attract events like this, you know, puts it on the map again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. That's the aim. This is hopefully a starting point of events coming here. That's the aim. Like, you always want to try and improve. The members probably, I don't want to say they don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah.
But they're probably used to it. They're coming here all the time.
Yeah.
But I think even the members here have seen the standards in the last week have really gone up.
Yeah.
And I think they'll really enjoy it next week when they get back on it.
Yeah.
I think it's been a bit funny there for the last number of weeks that people that have been here have had to play it in some very different conditions where flags have been at the very front of greens or hanging off the edge of greens to protect them. But it's, when you see it now, it's worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. And we're standing here on the 10th tee box, and I mean, that's a challenging drive straight away, isn't it? And that some of the players were starting out at the 10th, weren't they, over today, and it'll be the same tomorrow?
Same tomorrow from 8 a.m, 2 tee start, but the leaders all off the first. But they make it look a lot easier than what it is,
yeah,
to be fair. Like, you know, the only contentious, but we've had is a bit of rough there. The balls are going in, they've been lost quite wild.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's holding up brilliantly.
Yeah.
But as I say, you're standing here, it's not as easy as it looks.
No, certainly not. Well, listen, Crean, Chris, great to chat to you again. I mean, it's been so long since I have spoken to you. The Harps are going okay as well?
Just great to see. Great result last night.
Yeah.
Good to see getting a hat-trick. I already beat the front man getting on the score sheet.
Yeah.
Hopefully now they can push on again. Waterford have come back a bit, but
yeah.
It's great to see the pitch going well up there too. The brother does a bit of work on it.
Right.
Helps them out there, so it's great to see.